This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You hear about a business lawsuit in which the amount at issue is a relatively paltry $20 million, and you might not think much of it. You want relevance, the number's got to start with a B, right? This dispute, however, merits a mention because it's all about fonts, typeface. Graphic designers Tobias Frere-Jones and Jonathan Heffler worked together for 15 years, in the process creating some of the most ubiquitous fonts out there for GQ, Martha Stewart, even Saturday Night Live. The two, though, have now come to a parting of the ways, hence the $20 million lawsuit. But who knew there was so much money in typography anyway? Well, turns out Sally Herships did.
First, tiny disclaimer. I went to art school, so I know about the business of type. Carol Waller with the Type Directors Club tells students the same thing I do.
All around you in your office, doesn't matter. The books in front of you, that's all type. Somebody's designed that font.
And somebody else paid for it.
Newspapers, magazines, branding companies, they will actually have a typeface designed for their brand, and then nobody else can use it.
Which Waller says means some type can cost thousands. A fee for one font for one computer could run from $20 to $100. Get a popular font, and you do the math. Helvetica is used so much, there's even a documentary about it.
Well, you know, this is, I think, the core of the Jonathan Heffler, Tobias Frere-Jones lawsuit, is a lot of the work that came out of that studio was very, very popular.
James Montalbano is a typography designer with Terminal Design.
Then a lot of type designers do work on sort of the equivalent of a putting out a rock record or a pop record. You know, you have an idea, you put together a font, and then you release it to the design public, and hopefully you'll have a hit.
And $20 million is what Tobias Frere-Jones is asking for in compensation. He wasn't available for comment. But when asked if fonts were worth that much, designer Jonathan Heffler said in a statement, "Typography is an integral part of the business world." In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
We went out yesterday on social media and asked listeners about fonts and in the process learned something. Y'all are font nerds. Hundreds of you took our survey, and so far we know two things about you. You kind of like Calibri, but you hate Comic Sans. If you want to weigh in, and come on, you know you do, the survey is up at marketplace.org.